And so then I said to her, no, that's my bologna sandwich.
Did you slap the pigeon or off with it?
Oh, exactly. What's going on, guys? This is Pony Boy, and you're listening to the first episode of Belcore Radio. I'm joined here with Black Mesa, a good buddy of mine in the lead hacksawing scene. And welcome to our show. Let's see.
Welcome.
You know, Black Mesa, I'm going to address you because I know that you're here. I've had a lot of people ask me when I first started to make this show, you know, why the hell exactly I'm making this show, because, you know, everyone and their mother is making a hacker radio show. And honestly, yes, well, actually, I don't really think that this show is going to be very much different from most of the other shows, but I think the main reason I'm making this show is just because I spend most of my time on my computer, and while I'm on my computer, all I do is listen to hacker radio shows, like, nonstop. I will go and I'll get on my computer and hop on IRC or whatever the hell I'm doing that day, and I'll put on an old episode of Radio Freak America and just listen to that while I'm, you know, doing my computer thing.
Yeah.
And the whole phenomenon of hacker radio just amazes me. Like, I just think that as far as being able to spread information and get kind of an outlet, I think it's kind of a more of a personal outlet than, you know, just writing a tutorial or, you know, running a website. This is, like, there's no way that people can't understand what I'm trying to tell them now, because you can hear me saying it, and you hear how I'm saying it, so you know what I'm thinking, and there's no gray area in any of this. Also, you know, I really want to, I've gotten so much out of this, just the entire hacker community in, like, the past 2 years that I've been into this whole scene, and I want to give something back, you know? Like, I want to have, because I know when I used to, when I first started listening to shows like RFA or Default Radio, I learned so much shit that I'd never even thought about. And I want to give that feeling to somebody else, you know? I want to have people listen.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want to have people listen to this show that have never listened to a hacker radio show before. And I want them to afterwards be like, damn, that was a pretty cool idea. I don't know why I haven't thought of that before.
Yeah. Another thing is that I'm hoping other people around, you know, the country or the world will hopefully listen to this. But what I'm really looking for is that, you know, the local people, because the local scene here is actually a lot more people are into than I thought. Because, you know, after, you know, I met up with you and everything, and then started meeting all these other people, it really, you know, I really started to notice how big it really was down here, because I would have never thought it was that big. So, you know, I'm trying to get back to the local community also.
Exactly. That's what it's all about right there.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know of anything local like what we're doing. You know, I don't know of any local groups like this. You know, I don't know of any local radio shows like this. And, you know, I think it'll benefit the local community.
I'm sure as hell hoping so. Just to give all the listeners outside of me and your personal area, the group that he's talking about is Hack Duluth. It's a little hacker meeting that started up, I guess, what, half a year ago almost? Damn.
Yeah, back in February, yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Because I met you, like, couple weeks after you started a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it doesn't feel like it's been that long. I mean, it's just...
No, it doesn't. Well, we're getting old. I'm an old man. Oh, Jesus.
Man, this is some quality H2O here.
Water.
Delicious.
Is it Dasani?
No, it's a brand I like to call Tap.
Oh, Tap. Hell yeah. I get Tap out of the refrigerator filter. Good. It's good. Actually, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah. Pretty well.
That's from the phone. I got a Nokia 6230. It's a very good phone. It has, like, all kinds of shit on it. That's why I'm on IRC all the time now. That's why I come into the Mesa Mobile the other day.
Yeah.
For all you people out there, if you're looking for a good phone, I would suggest the Nokia 6230. Very good phone. It has, like, all the features, Bluetooth, infrared, MP3 player, camera.
Just to let you know, you're starting to break up now, though.
Okay. Okay, I never said anything about the service. I said the phone was good, not the service. I think there's probably one of the best carriers around here, though.
What service do you have running on it?
Singular. So what's our first order of business today?
Well, you'd mentioning your new phone kind of got me. I actually just bought a new landline phone from a Walgreens, which, by the way, in case anyone was wondering, Walgreens phone cards suck ass. Don't ever buy them. I just spent like 15 minutes trying to call into this goddamn teleconference to no avail. Like, they've got something, some block on the number. So don't buy them, because they're shit. But anyway.
Just a little FYI for you people.
Yes. You'll have to pardon my little pissed off phone card rant. But I bought this phone at Walgreens for $10. And this, I've got quite an assortment of phones in my room. This has to be the best phone that I've ever used. I mean, like, personally. It's... Well, the most interesting feature, I think, this phone is an Annoyo box. It really is. This phone is the best phone in the world for when telemarketers call your house. And now I'd like to show you... Yes, I'd like to show you all why. And I'm going to give you fair warning that this is probably going to be loud as fuck. So, Black Mesa, I'd recommend taking the phone away from your face.
I got that little headphones in, so...
Listening audience at home, turn your speakers down, because you're about to be blasted with some hold music. And we begin. Not the loudest, most annoying crap you have ever heard.
If I was a telemarketer, I would have hung up.
But you couldn't have.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
I just love it. I have people calling up, offering to sell me credit cards. And I'm just like, yeah, sure, I'm interested. But can you just hold for a second? And then, bam.
That's great. I could, like, it's better than, that Zappi, or whatever that thing was back in, like, a couple years ago.
Ah, yes.
But it's just annoying because they stop calling you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like having your own little personal blacklist.
Yeah, dude. It's awesome.
But, oh, See, I've fallen in love with this phone. It's got, I mean, $10 for this phone. It's got an LCD display screen that has like a calendar and shit built into it, and a call timer. It's got, the keypad is a touch screen. I mean, like, it's a really sexy phone. And they had it up there. I know something has to be wrong with it, and in a week, I'm going to be really pissed off. But right now, this phone kicks ass. I mean, it's got speakerphone built in. It's got a little light for no apparent reason that I can turn on and off.
It's a random light.
It has a... Holy shit. This phone has a calculator. I don't know why I would need a calculator on my phone, but this phone has a calculator.
You fucking got me, man. But hey, you can't go wrong for $10.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just one of those lucky breaks for good things.
Oh, I mean, like...
You know?
I'm thinking about going up there and buying another one just in case this one breaks. Because, I mean, like...
What if they have them at the Walgreens?
Say what?
I was just going to say, I wonder if they have them at the Walgreens, like... That's just right down the road
from me. I'm not sure if they do, but if not, you know, I can pick you up one from the one I got this for him. But,
Oh, dude. That was good to me. I would mind having one of those myself, actually. Well, since we're on the subject of phones, if you don't mind...
What? Go right ahead.
What? Oh, yeah. You remember that that Motorola V180 I was telling you about the other day?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, see, the thing was with that one, I mean, that thing is super, like, extremely, extremely easy to hack. And, I mean, all you need is a USB cable, and, like, you know, I'm not going to tell you where to get the stuff, because it's not exactly, you know, what you consider legal, quote-unquote. But, you need... like PST, which is the software they use to program the Motorola phones, and like Motorola phone tools, and like P2K tools and stuff like that. And you can easily flash your phone, upgrade the firmware, upgrade the software on the phone. And I mean, it's extremely, extremely easy to do. Like, just about anybody can do it. You know, just read directions carefully, and you can. It's extremely easy to do. But just be careful, because when I went to do mine, you know, for a second time, because I upgraded once and I was going to, you know, upgrade again to an engineer's version, which is supposed to be, like, you know, better than a normal standard user version. I went to flash it and it completely messed up my phone. It rebranded to some company called Edge Wireless, and, you know... I mean, it could still send and receive calls, but other than that, the whole thing was, like, completely messed up.
That
but, luckily, I was under my, you know, 30-day, still under my 30-day warranty, whatever, and I just went back and exchanged it and paid the $60 difference between the phone I'm on, you know, the phone I'm on now and the old Motorola. But I would recommend for anybody who just wants a nice, you know, flip phone or something like that, and don't want to spend a lot of money, just go get the Motorola V180. It's like $70 with Singular, if you go with Singular. So, but yeah, I would highly recommend that phone. Also, you know, just a little thing for all the people out there that's interested in, you know, hacking the Motorola phones. I may make a tutorial on it sometime, and put it on Hack the Loop for all the people out there.
That'll be pretty damn slick. If you want, go ahead and, when you get it typed up, I'll put it up on storage, because, I've been looking for some new, cell phone hacking tutorials.
Alright, sounds good, man.
Hell yeah.
I'll probably get on that sometime this week, probably.
Hell yes.
So, yeah.
And just to let everyone out there know, while he was talking, I took a piss. So, now you all know what it sounds like when I take a piss. It's damn silent.
Definitely silent, because have all the stealth skills going on for Yugi, right?
Say what? Sorry, man, you're breaking up like hell.
Am I really?
Or maybe I'm breaking up like hell. I don't know. Somebody's breaking up like hell.
I don't know, dude. I hear you perfect. I hear you completely clear. That's weird. Am I coming clear? What?
Yeah, you're coming through right now.
Well, it could probably be me. I only got one bar. I'm getting pretty shitty reception right now. I'm probably getting like 20%. I think I'm getting like 20% reception, so that's pretty shitty. But yeah. As I was saying, well, now it's actually off the whole subject thing, so it's not going to bother saying. But anyway, so, what's the next order of business here?
Well, I'm thinking, actually, there was something on Slashdot that I read today that I really, because I know there's a lot of people out there who don't read Slashdot, and I really want to put this up so people will know about this. Say what?
Well, you can't be a geek or freak or a freak or hacker or, you know, whatever, you know, you want to call yourself. You can't be one unless you read Slashdot. I mean, come on. What geek doesn't read Slashdot, man?
I am right there with you. I mean, I've got Slashdot as my homepage as soon as I fire up Firefox, but I know there's a lot of people in the world who just, they don't listen to it, or I mean, they don't read it, but I guess they just, they're not that interested in keeping up with advancements, you know, because I mean, you know, it's mostly people who are just in this for tinkering around with various things. They don't really care about the news side of things. But I found a nice freaking related post up on Slashdot, and basically, I'm trying to remember who it was that did it. I can't remember who it was that did it, but some guy, hang on, let me open up Slashdot, because I can't, let's see,
I'm on it right now.
Say what?
I said I'm on it right now, if you want.
Here we go. Bob Cringely of, Pulpit, it says in this week's Pulpit, but it says here he used software from a company called IP Drum in order to get free phone calls. And basically, what he did was he hooked up, or he used the free mobile-to-mobile feature on his cell carrier and called a cell phone that he had, like a dedicated cell phone that he had attached to his computer, and then used it to call Skype and just make calls anywhere. So he basically had an unlimited cell phone plan.
I mean, you know, that is one very ingenious idea, you know. I'm surprised nobody ever thought of that before.
Yeah, like, that, it's like, well, that made my fucking jaw drop when I read it, you know?
That's so simple, though.
Yes, but I mean, yeah? That's a fucking elite hack if I'd have ever seen one, you know?
Yeah, it is. That's awesome.
I didn't hear a damn thing you just said, man. Your phone crapped out.
Damn, this shitty ass reception. You know, all I said was, yeah, that's just, you know, I'm surprised that nobody ever thought of that before, because that's like, that's really, you know, awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a simple hack, you know, to set up. I mean, I really am surprised that nobody has taken advantage of it before this time, you know. Because thinking about it now, it's like, hey, that's actually kind of an obvious type of thing. You know, like an obvious, vulnerability in the systems.
I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, and the thing is, it's not even actually illegal, really, because it's not illegal to hook your phone up and call your cell phone to do that.
Exactly. And, I mean, it's only a matter of time before, you know, somebody finds a way to automate it and packages it and sells it away, though.
Yeah. I mean, because how would, exactly would cell phone companies try to, you know, say that that's wrong?
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to say? Oh, it's illegal to, you know, connect your phone to your computer and call it and make it call out other calls? I mean, that's just kind of ridiculous. I'm sure they think, try to think of some way, though, because you know how greedy they are.
Speaking of greedy things, nice little transition word there into this next subject I'd like to cover. The RIAA. We all know the RIAA, and we all hate them. Now...
Oh boy, do we ever.
Oh yes. Now, you know how, for the longest time, hackers have been saying that maybe if the RIAA let us, you know, just buy maybe one or two songs, because we don't want to buy the whole CD. Maybe if they just let us buy a couple songs and sample it, we might, you know, we might go buy the rest of the songs off the CD. Well, I heard just the other day, less than a week ago, that legitimate MP3 sales from stuff like iTunes or the new Napster have surpassed peer-to-peer usage for MP3s by, like, I don't even remember what percent, but a pretty damn big percent. And I just want to take this opportunity to say to the RIAA, we fucking told you so. How long did it take them before they finally gave up and said, you know what, go ahead, just go ahead and sell one or two of the songs, as long as we're still making the money. And they are still making the money.
That's all they care about is the money.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not even the fact... Well, it's not even the... What really gets me is not even the fact that it's the artist's work, you know, that you know, they work and they're not getting paid, you know, getting their pay. It's the fact that all the big companies aren't getting their share of it. They don't care about the artist. They just care about their money. They care less about people or, you know, the artists who make the songs. As long as they get their money, that's all they care about.
But see, the thing is, now, with most music that the RIAA is, you know, like, that the major labels are putting out, and even the artists don't care about the music. The artists are in it.
Metallica.
Well, no, Metallica cares about the money. I don't care what anybody fucking says.
That's what I'm saying, that Metallica cares. That's what I was saying. They're greedy bastards.
Oh, yes.
And plus, I never liked them in the first place. Anyway.
But it's just... That's all...
You have 2 minutes left.
Uh-oh, I only have 2 minutes left on my Folgers card. I might have to call back in here in a second.
What a good radio show. At the dock, hang up and call back in.
I'll just hit stop on the recorder when my phone card runs out. Say what?
Have we really been doing it for that long?
Yeah, man, we've been doing it. I mean, it's like 3:15 in the morning now. We've been going at it for, yeah, almost a good 30 minutes.
It didn't really seem like that long, though, does it?
No, not at all.
Oh, kind of fun, actually.
Alright, well, I'm going to go ahead and stop this recording, and we can pick it back up when
I
call back in. Alright.
Alright, how long is it going to take? A few minutes?
Yeah, I just got to go grab another card and I'm calling back in.
Alright, man, I'll be waiting here.
Alright.
Alright.
Peace.
Later.
Welcome to Sprint Prepaid Calling. Please enter. You have 30 minutes available for this call. Please enter the area code and phone number. Please hold while we connect your call.
5M system. You are not permitted to use the system without permission from the system operator.
Welcome to the Bell's Mine PBS.
There is currently one other participant.
Back.
Yeah, dude, at this rate, I'm going to run out of these folders cards in, like, a month.
Hey, well, you know, at least that tells us that we're doing a good job.
Oh, yeah. I'm really even considering whether I should edit out that whole part. The
it was kind of funny. If you,
yeah. What? My only incentive... Go ahead. My only incentive to edit out this, the whole process of me calling back in here, is the fact of whether or not I use up this whole phone card, too. Because if I don't use this whole phone card, you know, I don't want to go putting the PIN number out, streaming it live over the internet or anything. Actually, no, fuck it. Yeah, if I don't use the rest of this phone card, I hope somebody enjoys it, you know? It's yours. Look, I'll go ahead and give you the PIN number. The PIN number is 706-783-1872. And it's one of the Folgers cards, so I'm pretty sure everyone here knows the call-in number. If you don't, it's 1-800-813-6320. So, if I left you some minutes, I hope you enjoy it. Alright.
First come, first serve.
Yes, exactly.
If you don't get it.
That's my first phone card that I've ever donated to the community.
Congratulations.
Maybe I'll give him my Walgreens phone card by the end of the night.
Maybe you lucky listeners out there will get a free phone card by the end of the night from Walgreens. It's shittier than the free ones you get. That's pretty bad.
Yes, it is.
You have to spend $15 on a phone card, and the free ones work better than the ones you pay for.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I spent $10 on this card, you know? And, I mean, I didn't really buy it so that I could call in here and, you know, make a radio show. I bought it, you know, just so I could make a call from a payphone if I ever needed to. But
yeah. The
service on this thing is shitty. And, I mean, I know for a fact that there's, like, I know Kroger uses the same company to get their phone cards from. So, basically, anywhere that you find an IDT phone card, I'd avoid that shit. Because it's gonna be terrible.
You heard it from the fucking man. Don't fucking get anyone from Kroger or Walgreens or anybody IDT. Don't suck. Don't get them. Don't waste your money. They're hard-earned cash.
Exactly. If you're gonna buy a phone card, since this is the phone card review section of the show now, apparently, I highly recommend the AT&T prepaid phone card that you can get in a lot of different places. I got mine at Target, but I can't remember the exact price I paid for it because I bought it quite a while ago. I think it was like $15 or something for 135 minutes. And, I mean, it's AT&T, so you know it's going to be good service.
Can't go wrong there.
Exactly. Of course, unless you want terrible service. In which case, I highly recommend Walgreens.
If you want shitty service, just... Hey, did you know they, I know it's kind of off topic now, but... you know they legalized fireworks here.
Oh, yes, I did know that.
Yeah, so that's awesome. I found that out flyers from all the different places now.
Oh, yeah. I went to, actually, me and my girlfriend went to Target the other day to go and pick up
a... They have a shitload of them at Target.
Oh, fuck yes. The one over by her house, we went in there, and they've literally got an entire aisle dedicated to fireworks now.
I know, isn't that awesome?
Yeah, and see, I didn't know that they'd legalized it when I went in there. I walked into that Target and I saw, like stacks upon stacks of fireworks. And I almost shit my pants. Literally. I was like, oh my fucking god, Target is working the black market.
Next dude, I'm fucking beside AK-47s and other submachine guns.
Small Vietnamese children and... Oh god, I have to edit that out. I have to edit that out. Oh god. Okay. Alright, I'm back.
Okay, I'm good.
I gotta get my composure. Episodes like this. I don't ever want this show to become serious.
That was funny. Dude, that was the fact that I can't laugh that's making me laugh even more.
Exactly. Alright, I'm gonna find us some goddamn phone numbers. Because I really feel like calling something.
Let's do it.
I know there's one on the site somewhere.
Are you using... Alright. What are you using?
Oh, say what?
What site are you using?
Oh, I'm on the Binary Revolution forums right now. It's, binrev.com.
Oh, yeah.
And,
good old Binrev.
Oh, yes. They've got... If you guys don't know about Binary Revolution, they're a really great site, just in general. A really nice group of people. Really helpful to the hacker community, but in the freaking section on their forums, they've got this nice post that's just called Some Numbers, and I think, let's see how many pages this thing is now, it's about 24 pages worth of posts of just people posting phone numbers for you to call, and right now, I see one that I want to call, and so, if you will hang on for just a moment, Black Mesa. Let's see, this number, I'll go ahead and let you guys know. It was found by... I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. 10 Nix, or Ionix. I don't know, it's spelled with a 1 at the beginning. But, it's apparently a cannot be completed message in Japanese, or some other Asian language. He says Japanese. But the number is 800-877-0063, so I'm going to flash over and call that up real quick for you guys. Hang on just a second, Black Mesa.
We're sorry your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Well then. Oh shit. That's enough of that. So.
That was interesting.
Yes, that was quite an interesting number. Thank you very much, Ionix. I'm just going to call you Ionix because I don't know how the fuck to pronounce your name.
That was kind of, quite odd indeed. Let's see. Actually, I'm actually supposed to be going to DEF CON and think I was going to actually be there.
Oh, you're actually going to go?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Nice.
Well, I'm supposed to go. I hope everything works out accordingly, like, I'm going to, die or something. Other than that, I'm supposed to go. I'd probably just, jinx myself just then. If people don't hear from me for a while, you know I'm probably dead.
That's okay. If you die, I'll be sure to report it, because I'm an independent journalist now.
Hey, that's right. We're independent journalists. Yeah. I like that idea. Hmm. Actually, if everything works out and I do go, I write down the shit. Next show we do after DEFCON, I'll report on it and let you guys know how it was. It's supposed to be, just remember, it's June 29th through the 31st, I believe. Yeah. July 29th to the 31st.
I see. Ooh, okay.
DEFCON.org.
Yes, DEFCON.org, indeed. I just found another number. I'm not sure exactly what the hell this number is supposed to be. It's, the only description of it is Kentucky Power. I'm assuming maybe it's an actual power company, but I'm not sure. So, I'm about to call it and find out. So I'm sorry if this is bad radio for you guys, but I'll be right back. Black Mesa. Easy there.
Welcome to Appalachian Power's Customer Solutions Center. This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Hey, what do you know? It is being recorded.
To report a power outage, press 1 now. To access our self-service system, press 2 now. If you are calling for a payment arrangement, press 3 now. For customer service, press 4 now. If you are calling from a rotary telephone, please stay on the line. Please hold while we connect you to the automated self-service system.
For information on how to pay your bill by phone, please press 1 now.
Is that all I can choose
from? A bit nasally.
Well, all right then.
Welcome to American Electric Power's automated customer service system.
I want to go back on hold.
You may press the zero key at any time to be transferred to a customer service representative. Please enter your 11-digit account number or your 9-digit social security number to access... Please remain on the line while we transfer your call to a customer service representative.
Welcome to AEP's Customer Solutions Center. This call
I'm gonna get
may
put
be
back
recorded
on hold,
for quality assurance.
Of course you are.
Yes. That's my jams.
Hey, we could use this as the opening theme music.
Oh, Lord. You know, for some reason...
AEP cares about your safety. Please be aware of the location of power lines while working in your yard.
What?
Okay. That was so fucking random.
For some reason, every time I hear music like this, it makes me think that there's about to be a herpes commercial.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there is no cure for genital herpes. It may be possible to spread it to your partner. Even months after your last outbreak. Ask your doctor about Provigil. Oh, yes, it's still
good. Cares about your
okay,
safe.
I'm done with
it. Ensure that sprinklers don't...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, man, that was funny. Can you go into doing those commercials, dude?
Oh, God, I can just see a future ahead of me.
You're the future, whatever the hell, those voiceover people. They do the voiceovers for commercials. Oh, man.
So, this actually turned out a lot better than I thought it was going to. Only had to re-record one time today.
That was because, we were acting way too goofy.
Yeah, even goofier than we're acting right now, which is, I mean, that would make bad radio if we had used what we had before.
I don't think you should keep it in there just for the hell of it.
Oh, I think I'd already recorded over it with this.
Oh, well. Cream soda. You gotta love the cream soda.
I do love the cream soda. Unfortunately, it would probably mess up my radio voice like hell right now. Ooh, what say we call some payphones?
Sure, let's do it. Oh, hey, what about those Walmart payphones?
That's exactly what I'm looking up.
Wasn't it, oldschoolfreak.com?
Yes, oldschoolfreak with .com, school with a K, freak with a PH, as dual parallel would say. Let's see.
Project Walmart Freedom.
Yes. Let's see if I can find us some Georgia payphones. I actually submitted all, because we just had a Walmart open up right behind my neighborhood. So let's see. Alright, I've got quite a few numbers here. Which ones are the ones that I submitted?
Hey, that's a Super Walmart, right?
Oh, yeah.
Those things are open 24/7, aren't they?
I do believe so.
Oh, boy. Oh, here we go. Look, I found some. Duluth, GA.
Oh, yeah, that was the extension list I submitted.
Oh, where'd you get the extension list from? Calling?
Well, actually, if you actually go to Walmart, they've got, the phones hanging on the columns for, employees use and stuff. And they just have the, a sticker on the handset. It's got a list of all the extensions. And I just...
Did I take it you took the sticker?
Oh, no. I actually brought a big fucking notepad up there and just stood next to the phone and wrote down all... Oh, it was really funny because I kept having employees walk past, so I'd have to pretend to be looking at, a pair of shoes or something. I think I was on the shoe aisle. I'd just, turn around real quick and start looking at shoes, standing there with, a freaking clipboard.
You're in a woman's shoe aisle, and they're looking at shoes I wonder if these would fit me. How would these look on my dress? Yeah, I'd be a little bit scary. I'd be a little bit afraid.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Tony Morty, what's wrong with you?
Alright, let's see. I got one. Of course, I'm not even sure if there's going to be anyone close enough to the phones at this one. Just because they've got the phone set off, way back in this tiny corner next to some soda machines. But,
They don't have any of the ones, up to the front, the cash registers or whatever?
Well, they're actually, as you're walking into the front of the store, there's these little hallways that branch off to either side with vending machines in them. And the payphone is all the way down at the end of this little hallway thing, literally wedged right next to a Pepsi machine, so that you can't even see that it's there. I just happened to luck out and find that phone just by going to a Pepsi machine and seeing it there. It's if you're looking for a payphone to freak from, that's a godsend for you, you know? I mean, no one ever walks down that way. And I mean, there's no cameras that can see you there. So you could basically just sit there as long as you want on that phone and, do a toll-free scan if you felt like it, Just for as long as you want, go there from open until close if you felt like it. You might have to beat some rednecks off with a stick, but you could do it.
Just so you people know, this place is kind of full of rednecks.
Oh, yes. I'm sure they've all been to Walmart before.
I know some Walmarts have them on... They have them on those little aisles that you're talking about, but they also have, one or two. You know where how the bathroom's, in the front by the cash registers?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they have them, put right in the front by the bathroom.
I don't believe I saw any up there the last time I was playing around with their phones or anything, but... Because, yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. I don't shop at Walmart at all.
As a matter of fact, I hate Walmart. Walmart with passion.
Indeed. I spend a lot of time in Walmart, but I don't shop at Walmart.
It wouldn't bother me if Walmart... Oh, go ahead.
Walmart just has... Well, first, they have very interesting customers. The customers alone are a really good reason to take a trip to a Walmart. Just go and stand in... I don't know, the feminine hygiene aisle. Just stand there for 30 minutes and watch all these ugly, fat, redneck women walk past you. Or go stand in... Oh, fuck, I don't know. Sporting goods. If you want to meet some interesting people, go stand in the fishing aisle at Walmart. And you will... you'll meet yourself a new boyfriend, Black Mesa. I know you've been looking for something.
Funny. that's quite hilarious. Considering that he's not gay. No offense to anybody out there that may be listening.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, Strom.
I'm not. Yeah, but I'm not gay. Sorry to disappoint you all, you bachelors out there.
Okay, anyway. Goddamn it. Let's call this goddamn payphone and stop all this talking. To the hacker community, I'm going to be using a little bit more of those minutes off your calling cards, so I will be right back. Okay, there we go.
Welcome to Sprint Prepaid Calling. Please enter your prepaid. enter your prepaid or card number. Yourself.
Well, what, huh? Oh.
Hang on.
Okay, sorry about that. I forgot that when you hit the star key in this conference, it gives you a voice prompt to do something. So I was getting like three different voice prompts mixed together there. I'm gonna give that one more shot. You still there?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. And it should be ringing. There we go.
Welcome to Sprint Prepaid. Please enter your prepaid card number. Enter your prepaid card number.
Oh, fuck. I'm using that card right now, aren't I?
Sorry. All the calling value for this card has been used.
Okay, you know what? I'm not calling that damn number. Sorry, Walmart payphones. You'll just have to wait. Or, I don't know what the hell that number was I was supposed to call. Oh, Christ, let me find another goddamn Folgers card. Alright, those two are gone. Okay, one more time I'm gonna try this. Are you even still there? Hello?
Please press 1 to mute or unmute your... You are now unmuted.
Hey, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I apparently muted myself. I've been trying to talk to you for like the past 5 minutes. Alright, let me try this one last time. Okay, if this fucks up again, I'm just gonna give up on this number.
Welcome to Sprint Prepaid Calling. Press 1 for English. Please enter your prepaid card number.
Fuck.
Please re-enter your prepaid card number.
I dialed the wrong number.
You have 18 minutes available for this call. Please enter the area code and phone number you wish to call.
Oh, shit.
Please hold while we connect your call.
Alright, so let's see what this is. Well then. That's enough of that.
Well, that was absolutely nothing.
Thank you very much, LaTerra. You're a son of a bitch.
But they just quit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how funny that sounded. Thanks very much, LaTerra. You son of a bitch. So. Damn. Anyway.
You know what? I want to talk about Wi-Fi.
You have 1 minute left.
You only have 1 minute left.
Oh, yeah, I heard, man. Wait, did I? God damn it. We've been going for like an hour now.
Dude, it's so crazy.
Alright.
Everybody, it looks like that other phone card you just gave you. I only have like, what, like probably 30 seconds.
Oh, no, it's about to run out. I'm gonna have to use another one. But, well, guys, congratulations. You get to hear this crap all over again. I'll be back in just a second. Okay, I'm editing this one out, goddammit. Alright, peace.
Alright, man.
Permitted to use this system without permission from the system operator.
Welcome to the Bell Mine.
There is currently one other participant in the conference.
Welcome back.
Yeah, so, you got any suggestions for phone guards?
I don't know.
I'm just gonna...
Go try CBS. CBS has a assload of phone cards.
Yeah.
They have AT&T and some other ones.
Alright.
I can't remember which one. They're just trying out, they have like a whole little section of nothing but phone cards.
Hell yeah. I think we're gonna have to start limiting this show to about two folders cards.
That's what, roughly about an hour?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Like I was saying before, I had to call back in because it's for reasons that are really starting to annoy me. And I hate to go back to Slashdot again. I hate to do it, but I have to. Because I have no life outside of... I mean, Slashdot's my only way that I ever learn about the things going on in the world. Slashdot and The Daily Show. And Slashdot usually has stuff that I'd like to talk about on my hacker radio show.
Oh, Dave, you wouldn't want to talk about something on The Daily Show? I don't even watch that much TV.
Yeah, me either. But this one, I'm kind of sad about it. Because the city of Orlando has canceled their free Wi-Fi hotspot project.
And, really?
And that really makes me sad. Because everybody likes free Wi-Fi. And if you don't like free Wi-Fi...
You're an idiot.
Yes, you just... I'm not even going to get into it with you if you don't like free Wi-Fi. You're a bad person.
You're a bad person, you're going to burn in hell.
Exactly. You are in league with Satan. God damn it.
You fucking Satan-worshipping bastards, not like free Wi-Fi. What the hell is wrong with you?
Exactly.
Where did your parents go wrong?
But, yes, the city of Orlando canceled their free Wi-Fi. And it was good while it lasted. It actually lasted almost a year longer than they were planning on making it go. They had it originally planned to go for 6 months. And they had it up for 17 months. Which, I would say, you know, that's kind of showing that people want it. You know, if people are using it enough for you to keep it up for, you know, 11 extra months. But they canceled it because...
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, they canceled it because apparently not enough people were using it. Which was probably because, you know, it was concentrated to, like, this really small section of the city. And so if you wanted free Wi-Fi, you had to drive to, like, a specific park or something. Which...
That's kind of retarded.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could get some big, you know, bounce antennas and just bounce the signal around the city a little bit. Create kind of a, like, a network. And I mean...
That wouldn't...